This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Colombian police said on Monday they could not share any theories about the murder of Haitian President Jovenel Moise. Police also said they respect the Haitian state's autonomy after 18 Colombians tied to the case were arrested and three others killed. Moise was shot dead early on Wednesday at his Port-au-Prince home by what Haitian authorities describe as a unit of assassins formed of 26 Colombians and two Haitian Americans. The assassination has plunged the troubled Caribbean nation deeper into turmoil. On Sunday, Haitian police said they had detained one of the suspected masterminds, 63-year-old Christian Emmanuel Sanon. Sanon is a Haitian man whom authorities accuse of hiring mercenaries to oust and replace Moise. Sanon was living in the U.S. state of Florida. Thousands of Cubans protested Sunday in the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades. People expressed frustrations with the economic crisis and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana. Demonstrators also turned out in San Antonio de los Baños near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with the supply of medicine. Cuba is also experiencing its worst phase of the coronavirus pandemic. England will go ahead with its plans to lift almost all legal restrictions on day-to-day life on July 19th. That's according to Health Minister Sajid Javid on Monday. Javid told Parliament, "We firmly believe that this is the right time to get our nation closer to normal life." This is VOA News.